MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. National Weather Service reporting damage in Lee County from severe storms that moved through the area. Emergency manager says there are multiple areas of damage between Hobbs and Lovington. Lee County emergency manager reporting a barn flew into a car on Highway 83 just east of Lovington. Severe storm in Lee County causing damage to several power lines. Highways 82, 83, 483 and parts of Highway 62 and 180 affected. Highway 18 near Stiles Road also experienced power line damage. Emergency managers report numerous cars damaged and power poles were down due to the strong winds. A failed Republican New Mexico House candidate accused of planning and taking part in shootings at the homes of four Democratic elected leaders in Albuquerque. Solomon Pena now facing federal prosecution. An indictment unsealed yesterday shows prosecutors with New Mexico's U.S. Attorney's Office have taken over the case, while prosecutors have also charged two alleged accomplices. Prosecutors have filed 11 counts against Pena, Demetrio Trujillo, and his son, Jose Luis Trujillo. The three are accused of coordinating shootings at the homes of two Bernalillo County commissioners and two Albuquerque-based state lawmakers between December of last year and January this year. Hobbs police responded to shots fired near the intersection of Broadway and Grimes. 25-year-old Giovanni Morales was found on the scene and had been shot. He was taken to the Covenant Health Hobbs Hospital, where he died with those injuries. According to an investigation, Morales riding as a passenger in a car and being followed by 27-year-old Jose Muro in another car. Warren is now out for Muro's arrest for shooting at or from a motor vehicle, causing great bodily harm. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to call dispatch or Lee County Crime Stoppers. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.